This session is called Assumption. Making assumptions is something we all do. Yes, even you. You don't believe? You might be thinking right now that this recording could probably start with something more interesting. And you see, you've just made an assumption. Hopefully a positive one. Assumptions are literally programs our minds run whenever we find ourselves in a situation that isn't entirely clear to us, or when we don't have the time or inclination to analyze everything in a complex way. They are the essence of our quick decision-making, a kind of mental shortcuts that help us navigate the endless amount of information, emotions, and situations. And now, the very basic. Assumption comes into the picture automatically. They're like a kind of mental autopilot that kicks in when we feel like we've seen this before. They form based on past experiences, our experienced patterns, and even our fears or expectations. And while they can often seem harmless or even helpful, they can also be quite a drag. How can our faithful assumptions be our mind's guardian angel, but also an agent of destruction to our relationships and psychological well-being? Sit back and relax. Today, we're going to look at it in its entirety. What is assumption anyway? Imagine it like this. You're walking down the street and you see someone frowning into their phone. You automatically think that he must be in a bad mood and that he's had a fight with his partner. How easy, right? And how misleading. Maybe the person on the other side just didn't get his joke, or they gave the wrong weather forecast on the app. Who knows? After all, assumptions are snap judgments we make without verified information. They function as intuitive logic that, while simplifying our lives, certainly doesn't tell us everything. What's worse, once we make a conjecture, we tend to hold on to it by the skin of our teeth and seek only the information that confirms our theory. It's called confirmation bias. And that's exactly the moment when an innocent assumption can turn into a big smoke cloud that obscures our reality. But what does that mean psychologically? Assumptions as mental shortcuts. Good servant, bad master. From a psychological point of view, assumptions are a kind of efficiency tool. If we had to analyze every situation in detail, we would go mad. Assumptions give us certainty and speed up our actions. They help us anticipate how someone is likely to behave, what is likely to happen, or how we should react. We learn in childhood that when someone extends their hand, it means a greeting, or that a smile usually indicates a good mood. In this sense, assumptions are a great tool. In difficult situations, they act as a kind of internal compass. Here comes the but. When assumptions are no longer a method of navigation and become our only view of the world, we may be in trouble. Imagine walking up to a new colleague at work who barely looks in your direction when you first meet them. You automatically think he wants nothing to do with you. And what is your reaction? You may distance yourself, stop trying to initiate communication, or you reject him. And what if he was just nervous, having a bad day, or just couldn't see you because the sun was blinding him? That simple assumption alone could ruin a potentially valuable relationship. When assumptions stifle relationships, of all the areas where assumptions can be made, interpersonal relationships are perhaps the most sensitive. And honestly, who hasn't fallen into this trap at some point? I'm sure he did it on purpose. Why didn't he write me back? He probably doesn't like me. He only thinks that because. Our brains are incredibly creative, but often misleading at filling in the gaps. The worse the open communication, the easier it is for assumptions to enter these gaps. And worse, assumptions behave like a snowball. One assumption generates another and another until we have a huge boulder of fear, frustration, or the feeling that the other party doesn't want to understand us in front of us. Instead of checking the facts, we start acting on our unsubstantiated conclusions. The result can be mistrust, conflict, and emotional separation. Although it may all start with a single idea that could easily be fixed with one open-ended question. The benefits of assumptions. When do they save us? Still, we shouldn't completely condemn assumption. when they are based on our past positive experiences or on an adequate understanding of the situation, they can save us all a lot of complications. For example, knowing that people normally behave in a friendly manner, or that your colleague always manages to resolve uncertainties with calmness, gives you confidence and can foster positive relationships. Don't be afraid of assumptions that make your life easier or your mood better. The assumption that the world is a good place at its core and that people have good intentions actually has a psychologically reinforcing effect. However, if you are in any way unsure and your assumptions begin to grow into a vicious circle of doubt, that is the moment when it is best to stop them. Assumptions are an inherent part of our setup, and while they can help us shape and understand the world, using them thoughtlessly or ignoring them can lead to psychological problems and disrupted relationships. That's why we need to treat them like spices in the kitchen. Add a dose that improves the flavor, but don't overdo it so much that we ruin the whole meal. Let's be open, communicative, and, most importantly, let's ask ourselves whether our assumptions really correspond to reality. Because the less we cling to unconfirmed conclusions, the freer and happier we will be, whether in our relationships or with ourselves. Let's talk about prevention. What is really important in life, and yet we often take it for granted or even avoid it? Well, guess what? Yes, it's communication. Such an ordinary, simple, and yet incredibly powerful skill that some master, others kind of forget, or think the world can be managed with silence and dissatisfied grunts. Now comes the moment of truth. If we allow our minds to constantly make assumptions and then cook up a stew of those assumptions just for our inner chaos, it can totally and permanently ruin our relationships. As a matter of fact, and not just the ones we have with our partners, but also friendships, work relationships, or even the relationship we have with ourselves. So, how do we get out of this? Communication. But be careful, the open and honest kind, not any kind of mumbling under your beard or passive-aggressive remarks. But let's stop now and let's break it down nicely. Communication is the foundation of everything we do. If you think you don't need to explain anything because the people around you must know what you want or feel, I guess I'll surprise you. We're not mind readers. Neither your partner, nor your boss, nor your friend who pretends to understand you even without words will simply not understand you 100%. The problem is that we don't learn this kind of communication from a young age. We don't know how to use it. And you know where the trouble starts? When we keep these stories to ourselves and act on them without checking if they're true. For example, imagine a situation. Your colleague gives you a strange look, or at least it looks like it in a meeting. Your mind immediately goes into detective mode. He probably thought my idea was foolish. Or, he must have remembered something I did wrong. And if you mash that thought up enough in the blender of your fears, you're pretty clear. Your colleague secretly hates you and your career is ruined. But what's the reality? He may have had pollen in his eye. Maybe he just realized he forgot to pay his invoice. Maybe he wasn't going to judge you at all. And maybe he didn't even see you. But you decided to act on your assumption. And here we go. Instead of simply asking, "Hey, is everything okay?" you get swept up in the fantasy. Now consider that you can transfer this simple example to any relationship. Partner missed one goodnight text? Done, we have a problem. Friend didn't reply to your important message within 2 hours? Forget the friendship, he definitely doesn't like you anymore. And then what? Instead of talking openly, we allow unnecessary frustration, suspicion, and literally made-up scenarios to take over. And what does that mean for our lives? We are heading into a painful world of broken relationships, misunderstandings, and tragic mistakes that could easily be resolved with one honest conversation. So what now? No need for tough advice. First, admit to yourself that your mind is tempted to invent things that have about as much to do with reality as a unicorn has to do with a road sign. Second, channel your energy more into calm and open conversation. What does that mean? Ask questions, check things out, share your perspective on the situation. Can we talk about why you're not writing me back? Are you angry or just busy? And third, stop predicting the future. You're not a fortune teller, and your assumptions aren't a crystal ball. Yeah, sounds easy. And yet it's so hard because facing reality is sometimes much scarier than sitting in a chair and lamenting a fictional world of catastrophes. But the promise is clear. If you can do it and really start to communicate, a world of clarity, peace, and a better understanding of yourself and others will open up before you. You'll grow closer with your partner. You'll understand that the boss is only human too, and you'll realize that your friendships may not have suffered just because you didn't check a few little things. So, the next time you're angry, confused, or unsure, stop and try to open your mouth. But really open up and talk, not mumble something between your teeth. Don't be ashamed to be honest, even if it hurts or makes you uncomfortable. Let's dive into practical part. So what can we do to keep our assumptions on a positive plane? Start by taking a paper and pencil and recording the assumptions that are constantly bothering you. Make sure you write specifically. For example, I think my colleagues ignore me, or I believe my partner doesn't like me. Under each assumption, write what emotion is associated with it. How do you feel when you think about this assumption? For example, do you feel sad, frustrated, or angry? Think about the evidence that supports or disproves your assumptions. Write down on paper all the ideas that come to mind. For example, recently, a colleague told me that he appreciates my work. For each assumption and associated emotion, focus on verifying its truth. Ask yourself what the likely scenarios are, or what people would be like if your assumptions were true. Consider what you would recommend to your best friend if they were in a similar situation. Now ask yourself, be sure to set aside enough time and quiet. What assumptions are troubling you at the moment? What emotions do you feel when you become aware of these assumptions? What exactly are these assumptions preventing you from doing? What would it be like if you did not have these assumptions? What are the implications of this way of thinking for your relationships? What objective evidence do you have for each assumption? What can help you focus on facts instead of assumptions? How would it affect you if you removed these assumptions? What new ideas would you like to bring into your thinking? What small step can you take now to begin to change these assumptions? What three positive experiences can you use to prove the opposite of your assumption? In what ways would you change your assumption if you visualized it as a running movie where you can drag it? What advice would you give yourself if you were to advise someone close to you with similar assumptions? What symbols would you use to represent your assumptions? When was the last time your assumption was disproven? What happened? What would your assumption look like if you were to look at it from a third-person perspective? How would you evaluate the assumptions you have if you moved forward 5 years? How would you feel if you were able to maintain a certain positive assumption about yourself? What experience or learning would help you replace negative assumptions with positive ones? What are the thoughts that come up when you experience a negative assumption? Are there specific situations where your assumption has been disproven? What was your reaction? How could you rework negative assumptions to make them more positive and realistic? What behaviors or reactions do you have when you make an assumption? What changes would you like to make? What would convince you that your assumptions are not based on reality? How common are your assumptions in your life? Is it only in some situations, or is it something that affects you often? When was the last time something happened that proved your assumption wrong? What will you learn from this experience? What would be your ideal scenario if your assumptions changed and it positively affected you? Let's look at an example of the most common assumptions and their disproof. Everyone ignores me. What exactly makes you think that? Who exactly is ignoring you? Can you recall that some people regularly pay attention to you and respond to you? No one ever listens to me. When exactly did you get that feeling? No one really listens, and never. Maybe you can think of a specific situation where someone listened to you and valued your opinions. My partner doesn't like me. How exactly do you know that? What specific actions or words indicate that? You can think of situations where your partner has shown you love and care. I will never be successful. How do you define success? What successes have you experienced in your life? Can you list successes you have achieved, even if they are not perfect? People think I'm stupid. How do you know what people think? Have you had a specific situation where you were told that? Who exactly thinks that? You may find that you have received positive feedback on your thoughts or work. All my colleagues have more skills than me. What makes you think that? When was the last time you compared your skills with theirs? Other colleagues may have skills in certain areas, but you also have your unique skills and experience. I always fail. Can you give a specific example of a time when you failed? How many times have you succeeded? Have you really failed at everything? Have you had successful projects and periods in your life when you achieved your goals? I'll never have a good relationship. How do you know you never will? What experiences led you to that? You can think of positive relationships you've already had, or the effort you invest in building those relationships. No one will want to be friends with me. Who specifically? What makes you think that? Do you have any friends yet? I can't handle it. How do you know you can't do it? What steps can you take to try? Have you tried similar tasks in the past and did they turn out well? So, what did you learn today? It's time to note that assumptions are like those tangled wires in your handbag. If you go into them without thinking, it's hard to get out. Use the techniques mentioned above to learn to read between the lines of your own thought and emotional scripts. You will gain the superpower to become a detective of your emotions. It all comes down to the fact that instead of letting yourself float without direction like a boat lost at sea, you start to notice when your assumptions are lying to you. Open yourself up to reevaluating and questioning your own thinking, like getting a new pair of glasses that allow you to see things more clearly. Whether you choose to question your inner voice or try to find evidence of what's bothering you, I can guarantee one thing. You will have more control over your feelings. We all know that positive assumptions play a role in great interactions and happy relationships, so why not try replacing those old, outdated thought patterns with something that's refreshing? So remember, your thoughts are not irrefutable facts. They are like cards in a poker game. It depends on how you play them. With effort and a bit of patience, you can change your game and see your perception of reality change for a positive ride. So go for it. Take your thoughts into your own hands and take a hike to better emotions. Every step on this journey is a step towards your freedom.